Blog Talk Radio.
I'm
steps like mountains high soaring above, like clouds which are fountains of goodness and love.
To all life thou givest, to all great and small, in all life thou livest, the true light of all. We blossom and flourish like leaves on the tree, then wither and perish, but not changing thee.
Thou reignest in glory, thou rulest in light, thine angels adore thee, all living their sight. All praise we would render, O thou God to see, is only the splendor of thy majesty.
Good evening, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on Advent El Thursday. This is Sister Powell calling from Kingston, Jamaica. I just want to give God thanks for all the many blessings, and I just want to let my brothers and sisters know that Sister Powell is doing well. Thank you all for prayer. God is so good. So we are going to go into a season of prayer. Father, what a friend we have in you. We want to thank you that we have a dear friend who loves us so much, who sent his only son to die on Calvary for us, who redeemed us from sin, who gave us another chance to eternity, who had provided for us food, shelter, clothing, peace of mind, who had provided for us, Lord, all that we need. Even the food before we was born, you have provided it for us, the leaf or meat, and also for the healing of the nation. You are so good. I want to thank you. I want to praise you. As you have allowed me to be in the sunny island of Jamaica, enjoying the sunshine and also the herb that you have given unto us, Lord. I just want to let you know how much I appreciate it, Lord, and give you thanks for the health, the strength that you have given unto me, Lord, that I was even able to go to the market early this morning to purchase the things that we need, Lord, for your children. So I just want to say thank you, Lord. I know I could not do it without you. So I give you all the praise that due to you. And I want to say to you, Lord, tonight, continue to pour your blessings upon your sons and your daughter on Advent Light. Lord, allow them to know how much you love them, Lord. We lift up your daughter, Sister Stephanie, Lord, who is traveling out in and out, Lord, but we know she will join us soon. We lift up our dear Kaja, her daughter, who went down into the watery grave. Accept you as your personal Savior. And also, dear Lord, we lift up KJ, who is at work. We ask you to pour your blessing. And Sister Stephanie Elt, Lord, we place it in your hand. And also her back to school, Father G, we ask you to make a way, Father. We can trust you because we know you promise us that you will never leave us. We lift up our dear beloved Sister Consinelli. We have been praying for her. I have not yet in contact with her yet while she lost her loved one. Father, I ask you to strengthen her, dear Father. If there is no other time she needs your strength, she needs it now. Lord, they are going through mourning, but we know you are the great comforter. So we leave her in your hand. We also lift up Sister Brenda, Father. Continue to bless Sister Brenda, Brother John, the young children, the grandchildren, her son and her daughter, the community that she's working with. We lift up Sister Leola to you, Lord, and Brother Ray, Father, and Jarvis, and Nicole, and also Maria, and Shyla, and Jarvis Jr. We lift them up to you, and all our other siblings, Lord. We lift up to you and our son, Drake, Lord. Continue to pour your blessings upon them. We lift up our dear beloved Sister Tamiko. Lord, you know everything about her. She's praying for her mother and also her siblings and her children, Tony and Keisha. And Lord, the other one, and sometimes I forgot the name. You know the name, Lord, and Anthony Jr. And we lift up them up to you, whatsoever they need. Lord, you are able to do all things. You also lift up Pastor Duby and all our brothers and sisters that she pray for on this line. And ourselves, Lord, we lift them up to you. Father, you are so good. You are so great. We lift up Sister Carlo. Lord, and our children, the Lord, you know all about them. Nicholas, dear Father, and Amanda, Lord, we lift them up to you. Whatsoever their need, we ask you to supply it, Lord. We also lift up Brother O'Neill and his children, Lord. Bless, keep, guide, Lord, long to hear his voice. But, Lord, I know you will. You are there for him. As he's asking you for a car, Lord, we ask you to provide one for him that he can go to and fro, Lord. And we lift up Brother Rick to you, Lord. You know what he's going through with Ashley, and his wife is not doing well, and you are the great physician, so we depend upon you. You can do all things in your hands. We place Sister Rick to you, Lord. Continue to pour your blessings upon each one of us. I lift up my community here. Lord, continue to bless my community. Oh, Lord, I have been studying with my few of my community friends, and Lord, they are enjoying it. One of them told me that he will be going into the watery grave before I leave. And I just want to give you the praise, because all praise go to you. I lift up, Lord, the soup kitchen, the children coming out, Lord, Father, the participation, Lord. My sister is getting now. She was not getting it while I was there. Well, you know, I was away, but I want to thank you for the strength that you have given unto me, that I can go and help her, Lord. And show them, and you know, we need the old ones, Lord, to teach the younger ones. So we just ask you, Father, to pour your blessings upon this project. And also lift up the children, Burnside Valley Ministry, Lord. We lift them up to you. And as they, Lord, to and fro, the Father, and they are asking and, you know, running, when will be their treat? And, dear Lord, as it is for coming up to next to Sunday, we ask you, Father, to allow everything to be done and to bring glory to you, dear Father. Continue to bless them, keep them, and, Lord, they are so precious in your sight. And I'm asking you, Father, to help them, that they will keep focus on them. They'll just a little while ago, one was here, Lord Chanel, and while she was here, dear Father, oh, massaging Grandma, and I love you, Grandma, and massaging my hand, and say, oh, go and sleep, Grandma. I massage you, feel better. Father, they are so precious, so I'm asking you to keep them and guide them and protect them, dear Lord, while I am here. And thank you, Lord, for the love that you have given unto me so that I can share with them. Bless us and keep us tonight while we open our line, Lord, for our scripture passage. We just ask you to pour your blessings upon us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Welcome again, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. Advent Health Thursday Reform. I just want to let you know that I miss you guys, but I do know that you are praying for us. So this evening, as we are embarking on Health Reform Thursday, you know we have our favorite scripture, right? And the Bible commentary said, there is health in obedience to God's law, right? So we know that there is health to be obedient. So we are going to open the line for my first reader to read Genesis, brothers and sisters, 1, verse 29. Another individual to read for me, 3 John 1, 3. And I will read Revelation 22. Okay. 2-5, your 225-337, your line is open.
Okay, Sister Powell. Good evening, my brothers and sisters. This is Sister Leola calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I just want to give God thanks once again for getting on the prayer line. And you know, Sister Power, God has blessed us, my husband and I, with safe traveling mercy. I had to take him to work and I had to pick him up. And we got here on time. And I told him, I say, well, honey, I'd like to help Sister Power host the line, or if I need to host. So I made it here in time. So I'm giving God thanks. So I will begin reading verses Genesis 29. That is verse 29 and verse 31. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, every tree, and which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And evening and morning were the sixth day. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Leola, for reading that portion for me. And I'm going to open the line for six, okay, for the second part. 631-552, your line is open. Can you tell your name? We're calling from. Welcome.
Is
631-55. Yes, I hear you now.
Pleasant good night, each and everyone on the line. This is Brother Anil, calling from New York. I want to give God thanks for his grace and his mercy. want to thank him for the opportunity that I can come on the line to share.
What scripture you said I should read, Sister Paul?
3 John 1, verse 1 to 4.
Okay. It says,
the elder unto the revealed beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in the truth.
Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for reading that scripture. I have no greater joy than to hear that Brother O'Neill, Sister Leola, Sister Stephanie, Sister Tamiko, Sister Carla, Brother Rick, Sister Leola, Brother Rich, and Sister Powell, and every one of us walk in the truth. So when we walk in the truth, the Lord is saying he is joyful, right? When he heard that we are settled and walking in the truth. So brothers and sisters, let us continue to walk in the truth. All right? So we are going to read now the last chapter in Revelation 22. And this is verse 2. Oh, my eyes. Okay. Verse 2. I don't know if somebody else want to read. I'm going to open the line for my dear beloved sister. Okay. 518-482. Your line is open. Can you read Revelation 22, verse 2 for me, please? Thank you.
Good evening, my dear brothers and sisters. And I'm reading now from, what a privilege it is to come on this line. Though few in number at this moment, we are very thankful to God for our lives that he has spared and has brought us together once more to read these important scriptures that help us with our health. It says in verse 22, verses 2, in the midst of the tree of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. This is Sister Cansinelli from Upstate New York. Thank you, Sister Paula. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my dear Sister Leola, Brother Honeil, and Sister Consinelli for reading these important scripture passages in the Bible that remind us for us to be obedient, to remind us for us to be faithful, to remind us that this command that he have given unto us, that we are not to only keep it to ourselves, but we are to share these wonderful promises and this wonderful command that he told us that we must do. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health. I dare no greater joy than to hear that all of us is settled in the truth. So the truth is something that we all must be settled, and the truth is something that we all should be going out there to share, especially the health message that is the right arm of the gospel. And as we were reading the commentary a while ago, it said, the wise man says that wisdom weighs our ways of pleasantness, and all our part are peace, Proverbs 3:17. Many cherish the impression that devotion to God is determined to health and to cheerful happiness in the social relation, in in the social relations of life. But those who walk on the earth, those who walk in the path of wisdom and holiness, find that godliness is a penetrate unto all things, having promise of life that now is, and of that when he comes. So we saw how important it is for us to be obedient so that we can continue to carry the pathway that the Lord wants us to carry to the world. Thank you again for reading, and I will be opening now the line as our Health Thursday, and we do know that a lot of us have some really good treatment or good things that they use to come build their immune system, something that you have been using, as we know that God gave us the 8 laws of health, in which is nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, temperance, rest, and ear, and trust in God. So we want to thank God for those laws that he gave unto us, and we find that if we partake and be obedient in doing these things, you know, we will find ourselves really, really healthy from sickness. So I just want to let you guys know I'm going to start open the line that you can share, you know, before our speaker come on. 631, your line is open. Your line is open.
Good evening again, Sister Powell, and brothers and sisters on the line. It's truly a blessing to be on the line tonight. I share a testimony for our experience over there in Salem, West Salem, Ohio, to the Seventh-day Adventist Amish who had a camp meeting from last Thursday through Sunday, and it was indeed a blessing. They had a lot of booth that set up, and they were showcasing their display of things that they have there, how they grow their, how they grow their food as well, and how they make their own clothes, and how they make their own different things. So they were having those display, and it was a good experience. We got some books from there. One of the books that caught my attention was this book that they gave us about Out of the City by Dave Westbrook. The time has come, and Dave Westbrook is a pastor of the Seventh-day Adventist Church. I don't know if he retired now, but he wrote this book back in 2005. And while reading this book, he went to a church in New York City about October 22nd, 2005. And he was sharing about Out of the City. And a congregation of 70 members was that church owed. 70 members at that church, a congregation. And when he had that presentation, 805, 800 people came. And he was telling people the urgency of leaving the city. God impressed him, and he has been still doing that. That was back in 2005. That's about 17 years ago. To be 17 years ago. So we see, we have seen so much reason now, so much reason from then till now, the advancement of the beast power, and how the papacy is accelerating things so fast, so that they can come up with a national Sunday law, which will be the abomination of desolation soon, when they make Sunday worship the law of the land. And the experience was so rich. I met up with one of the Amish. He does cabins, And I told him that I want to come and learn with you. And he said, no problem. He's over there in TN, in Tennessee. And he built cabins all over. And he was showing me some images of the cabins that he built. And he said, I would accommodate you if you come. So that is one of the things that's on my mind, to head over that side and learn some things from them, from these people of what they are doing. So we have to analyze things. What we see happening in this world right now is just an indication of what is about to come. And one article that came to mind this week, I ran across this article that from the Catholic News Network. And what the article entitled, Pope Francis instructs the Vatican entities to move all funds to the Vatican Bank by September 30th. So they said they need all of their assets from all over the world to come right back to the Vatican Bank. And the Vatican Bank has 110 employees and 1,459 clients. As of 2021, it looks after 5.2 billion euro. That is 5.6 billion of clientele. But their money is far in the trillions, what they have, because they use their merchandise. They're involved in so many things. So they are the one running a lot of this, the banking sectors, all the sectors. They have their secret powers over there, their secret people inside. They're Jesuit priests inside of these things. So why I'm saying this is because, why I'm sharing this story, because we see what is going on with the economy and the inflation and all these things happening. And we know the digital currency soon be active in America in March of this year. The current government said that they need to accelerate the digital currency. So we soon that we are heading to a time soon where we have no buy or sell system. We see that money soon be of no value to us, because who's going to control the money via digital network, by a social credit system that they're setting up? And we see that active in China. They're setting up something like that now, and we see Canada is almost on the way to set up a system as that, a digital currency as well. So we see it's all about Satan want to put everything in accelerate everything rapidly. And God is allowing all these things. Why? Because you know that if these things don't accelerate fast, many of us won't be ready for his coming. And why is allowing these things for us to see the evil of the devil and the wickedness of man in accumulating all of the things of this world? So God wants us to disfellowship ourselves from the things of this earth. Like how Abraham said, he dreamed of a city that had foundation, which ruler and maker is God. And we know that this world is not our home. Christ said he's going to prepare a place for us, but he's waiting for us. And the things which are seen now, as Paul says, are temporal, but what is to come is eternal. So we're not going to have all that we see in all these extortion, murders and all these crimes in the earth, Nino. And that is what God is telling us, to be prepared for this world that is coming. I want to read a quote from now on eternity. A small quote, it's not a big quote, and then I let somebody else share. From now on eternity, this quote. You know what it says? It says, it says,
The promise of Christ's second coming to complete the great work of redemption is the keynote of the sacred scripture. From Eden, the children of faith have waited the coming of the promised one to bring them again to the lost paradise. So, you know, that is the hope, the second coming of Jesus Christ, of the believer. So let us not be sidetracked by all these things that is happening now, and just have our eyes on Jesus. Thank you, Sister Paul, for opening up my life.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen, praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother O'Neill, for that report, you know, that current report. We needed what is going on. And as we have been studying the word, we know that is situation, as we saw even with the Kobe, we saw what took place, you know, the whole world, right? The whole world is wandering after the beast. So we know what they're going to do, and all we have to do, as you said, for us to be faithful and obedient to do what God wants us to do. And also, thank God that you are able to visit the Amish at their camp meeting, and ready, willing to go and learn some trade, because we're going to need it. We are going in the country, and we're going to need these cabins. You know, we're going to need places for us to live it at the time that is coming. And, you know, God said he will make a will provide for us. Brothers and sisters, as we have been sharing, you know, and really not only sharing, by studying God's word, there is this little object lesson. I just look at with a little hen. And this hen have four little chicks. But they are, actually, I think the mother is trying to win these little chicks, right? The mother flew up into a high tree, you know, Aki tree, brother, who know Aki. And the mother flew up in there as the time was nearing up, to a little after 5:30. And the little chicks were under the tree, and they were just crying. And she, you know, you hear them, you know, crying out for their mom, you know, and crying out. And the mom was in that tree, and just listening to them. And, you know, myself and someone was here. And we said, look what is happening here. Don't you saw that the mother hen is trying to, is training his little ones, them, right? And after they were just crying, then there was a and the mother hen was in there like he was, you know, comfortable up there. And all of a sudden, while we were talking, he flew down, right? And when he flew down, don't you know those little chicks, right? They stop, they're crying. I think he's crying, they were crying. I'm telling you, it was all gone. It was done. And I said it to the person that was here, look what is happening here. You saw what happened? The mother hen is training those little chicks so that they could fly up into the tree, right? And after he was there, she was there waiting, watching to see if they could not, because it looked like they did not reach to that stage where they could flow up. So mother hen had to come back down, right? So, my dear beloved, all these little things is showing us, you know, those are animals, and, you know, we here as human beings, God have been warning us, have been giving us the message, and especially the health message, the right arm of the gospel, and we are not taking it. So I just share that, you know, God is good, amazing. And thank you again, my dear beloved brother, for sharing. Right. 985-232, your line is open. Can you tell your name and where you're calling from?
Good evening, my sister and brother. This is Sister Brenda calling from Alma, Louisiana. I just want to thank God for watching over us and waking us up this morning. I'd like to read devotion prayer. Dear God, I would like to take this moment to reflect on you, your mightiness and how glorious you are. There is no one like you. No one can ever love the way you have. No one could have created the universe the way you did. Father, I simply pray that in all I do, may all glorify have given to you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
He's a mighty God, and we give him the glory, the praises, because he's the good God, the up above, that did the creation and give all the glory to him, because he did all the work. And we just thank God for the words and his wisdom that he gave us to go along with. Just want to thank him, and I enjoy all the prayers and songs that we do, and thank God for everybody. I just would like to ask for prayer for myself. I'm under weather a little bit, and prayers for my family. At a Bent Light family, prayers for the sick, the homeless, all the United States, prayers for just for everybody. And I just thank everybody for the prayers that I asked for, but the people come and they came out and did this and this time. I thank God for that. That happened with that. It went through to a change with that. After I'm waiting on some more. So I thank God for that. And just pray for one another. And thank God for letting us live one more day. And we have more of this fabric coming in. So praise God, and I'll be the only one tonight, John. I come even to the store. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, my dear sister Brenda. Yes, we have to thank God. We have to thank God for everything that he has done for us, because only he knows and only we can reflect upon, and if we reflect upon him, he's able and just to do all things for us. So I just want to thank you, Sister Brenda, for that devotion thought, and also to remind us of giving God thanks for all the many blessings that he has poured upon his children. So thank you, and sure, we will be praying for Brother John. Yes, my dear beloved, I am opening the line for 225-337. The line is open. Your line has been open.
Good evening, my sisters and brothers. Sorry, Sister Power, I was on mute. I just want to thank God for his blessing to being able to get on this prayer line. And I just want to give a little something about some herb, about parsley. Brothers and sisters, I'm just asking you just to try it. It helps the pancreas and it helps the kidneys. Make parsley tea, fresh parsley. Borrow some parsley and it helps increase the volume of your pancreas and also the kidneys. It's really good and healthy for that. But also, Sister Power, I like to share a song. And I just wanted to make that comment what Brother O'Neill was talking about. It was good that he brought that up, because in the news I read, I think it was this morning, that the Vatican, the Pope told the Vatican to take all of their money and put all their money in the Vatican City. Now, if money is, if we are begin to have this economy that's going bad now, yet the Vatican's taking all their money and putting it in one bank in Vatican City. Oh, that was powerful what he just said. So I just praise God, knowing that what God has said, it is coming to pass. But also I want to sing first and third. Praise him, praise him. I love this song. Let me just sing this right quick, Sister Power, and I'll be done by God's grace. And I want to thank the Lord also for us getting on the prayer line, lifting up all our brothers and sisters. And just we do this every morning, and the mornings that I might not be able to get on, Sister Stephanie or Sister Power, Sister Tamika or somebody on, by God's grace, I try to make it every morning. So I would like to share a song. It's Praise Him. Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. Sing, O earth, His wonderful love proclaim. Hail Him, highest archangel in glory. Strength and honor, give Him His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. In His arms, He carries us all day long. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. For our sins, like suffered for our sins, He suffered and bled and died. He, our rock, our hope, and eternal salvation. Hail Him, Jesus was crucified. Sell His praises, Jesus who bore our sorrow. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep, and strong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever for joyful song. Praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly Porter, loud with Hosanna ring. Jesus, Savior, reign forever and ever. Crown Him, prophet and priest and king. Christ is coming over the world victorious. Power, glory unto the Lord belong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, and ever in joyful song. Oh, I love that song, Sister Power. I'm going to get it. I can't sing it too well, but praise God. I just want to share that song. I love that song. So I thank you, brothers and sisters, as we continue on this prayer line, learning of God's goodness. So I'm grateful tonight to be on the prayer line. You know, there's somebody yesterday or today is not here, but we are here, and we are to give Him praise. So thank you, Sister Power. I'm so happy to hear from you. I wanted to help you out on the prayer line tonight. And I'm just grateful to that you are on, and we love you, and we're missing you, Sister Power. I miss talking to you. So God bless and keep you. Amen?
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for coming and joining, singing the song, praise Him, for Jesus, our blessed Redeemer. Jesus is able. He can do all things. And as the topic is, that in everything we have breath, let us praise Him, right? And, you know, when we have joy within us, we cannot close it in. We have to give Him praise. And when He has done great things for us,
we have to praise him. So thank you for that song and also for coming in. And my dear beloved brothers and sisters on the line, some who are listening from the Netherlands, some that are listening from Canada, some listening from Jamaica, some listening from New York City, Pennsylvania, some from Louisiana. We just want to welcome you again. Remember, you are no more stranger from you. Come and join us one night. You know, you are our brothers and sisters. So we welcome you again. And if you want, if you're interested, that you would like Bible study, you can get contact with Advent Light. And sure, we will do Bible study with you. So we welcome you again. Again, thank you again, my dear beloved, who are here on this line. And if you want to share, you can press number one so that we can open the line for you to share. All right? 857-505, your line is open.
Hello, beloved. Hello, brothers and sisters on the prayer line. Hello, hello, people, child of God. Good evening, brothers and sisters. May God bless you all. My name's Brother Eli. I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I like to thank God for his love or his mercy because he is worthy to be praised. He's an awesome God. He's a mighty God. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. Sister Power, I have a prayer request. My prayer request today is to pray for my mother, lift up my mom in prayer. My mom needs a lot of prayer. And Sister Power, please lift me up in prayer. I need a lot of prayer. Sister Power, please do not forget to lift up Brother Samuel in prayer and pray for him that he will enjoy the Bible study because Sister Power, he's on the prayer line. And please lift up Brother Samuel in prayer, S-A-M-U-E-L. So do not forget to share with him, Sister Power, the Chat and Truth line on tell him the Chat and Truth because I don't know, can you share that, Sister Power, share the number. The number is 1425-650-1399 and the PIN number is 2828-67 #. And say your name, Brother Samuel, because Sister Powell will repeat it at the moment, Sister, when I'm finished sharing. May God bless you all on the prayer line. Welcome, Brother Samuel, on the prayer line. He is the Lord, forever Israel shall reign. Heaven and earth rejoice in his holy name. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. I praise him. He is exalted forever, exalted on high. We praise his name. Sing with me, Sister Power. Oh, yes. He is the Lord. Forever is to rejoice in his holy name. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. He is exalted, the King is exalted on high. And Sister Power, thank you for opening my eyes. Can you see the number, Sister Power, with Brother Samuel and tell him to take the challenge? Amen. Can you give him the number on the prayer line?
Amen. 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 Thank you, my dear beloved brother Eli, for joining us and for that song, and also for allowing us to pray for Brother Samuel, who is doing Bible class, Bible study. We just pray that God will pour out his spirit upon them, and that, you know, we have the line, these lines, we have Advent Light, we have Chat and Chew, another line, the prayer line, that anyone who is free, want to join us, you can join us early morning, 9 to 10, and also you can join us on Advent Light, the prayer line, and Chat and Chew prayer line, and other prayer lines. So we inviting you. Thank you, Brother Eli, for sharing. All right. 204-988, your line is open.
Howdy do, beloved. I'm not sure what was going on. I was pressing one, but it apparently wasn't registering, so I had to hang up and call back again. And so I thank God I was here, able to be on and hear the praise report, hear the encouragement, hear the prayers, hear the testimony. And I was excited because, you know, our angels are sitting beside us waiting to see and record what we have to say about our good master. So I have some praise report because I'm break praises today. And I'm excited, just so elated. And so I'll start with my daughter is getting ready to go back to school. Let me tell you, the enemy is busy. She, as Sister Paula shared, she had decided that she wanted to fully surrender. And I know God has answered my prayers because, you know, the prayers of mothers, the prayers of the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous avail it much. And I've been praying for my children and for your children, as I know you have been praying for my children as well as you've been praying for your family. And so her heart was convicted, and, you know, I've always said to, in my prayer, Lord, agitate their hearts. Whatever you have to do to save them, please, I'm begging you to do that. And so she gave her life, and it was just such a joy. It was just such a joy. I know that there was a party up in heaven. I felt like, I mean, words can't even explain. I felt like I was on cloud 9 when I saw her, cloud 11, when I saw her going down in that watery grave. And I thank God for that. And so, you know, when we come to God, the enemy's going to be busy, right? The enemy is going to come like a roaring lion. But we will not give him any power because we know he has no charge over us. He's a defeated foe. So, you know, I'm talking to her, and I'm like, okay, you need to do this. She has some things that she need to finish up. And I was like, you know, you need to get it done. And I recognize, even in my child, you know, I recognize, you know, didn't Jesus said to Peter, what did he say? You are of the father, the devil, right? And we have to recognize that. Don't take it personal, but we have to just recognize that we are in a spiritual warfare, and it's not a flesh and blood warfare. And so, you know, I looked, and I'm praying, and we're praying, you know, for her that God will just manifest himself. And we were on the line with Sister Leola earlier this week, the prayer line, and I prayed and I asked them, you know, pray because it was time for her to go for us to pay, right? And so some of the scholarship fund didn't come in yet. We're going out on faith, right? God did it before where he paid off all of her tuition, and so we know that God is going to do it again as she's a rising senior. And so we prayed. They sent me a letter saying that on Monday, if we don't pay all of the money, if we don't pay the money, the classes are going to be dropped, and she is going to be, you know, she's going to be dropped from her classes and from her program because we had to pay. And I was like, you know what, God, you own the castle, you own the hill. You know I don't have it because the scholarship money ain't coming in yet, right? And I said, God, you are faithful. I know you promised to give our children good gifts, and I pray that you will show up and show out. And let me tell you, my daughter, I said to her, Kaja, you need to send them an email saying that, you know, you're waiting for your scholarship, the scholarship that is coming in, and you're waiting to get it. And so before that, I had called, and I was talking to the financial aid and the bursar and all that. And she was like, well, you know, we, you know, it's going to be dropped. You know, it's going to be dropped today by 4 o'clock or whatever, whatever. And I was like, the devil is a liar, you know, because my father promised that he's going to give us good gifts, right? And so I told Kaja, right, send an email to, you know, to one of the ladies that you had spoken to before and just let her know that you expect some scholarship money to come in. You haven't gotten it yet. And so they said that your grade is going to, you know, the classes are going to be dropped and all of that stuff. And anybody know, you know, once those classes are dropped, it is hard to get them back. You might not even get them back, right, because they might be full. And so I was like, you know, she sent the email out, you know, and we prayed. Lo and behold, a letter, an email came back because she sent it to one person. The other person sent it up to the head honcho, okay? And so an email came back, and this is what the email says. The email says, we do, because my daughter said, you know, I'm a rising senior, da-da-da-da, whatever, whatever. She said, we do not do this. She said, we do not do that. It is our policy. You know, if the money isn't paid by today, it will be dropped. However, we are going to do an one-time exception for you. We are going to get, and I'm excited, beloved. This is some shouting time, okay? And they said, we are going to give you a one-time, against our policy, a one-time favor, exception, where we're going to allow you, we're going to, you know, allow you to bring, you know, send the money in, and we're going to give you up until, by the time spring 2023 come around, as long as you pay off the remaining balance, by that time, your class will be okay. Let me tell you, beloved, I've been to college, I've been to school. You're not owing anybody. They will drop you for $5, okay? They will drop you for $5. And so I was just, I was giving praises. I was like, thank you, Jesus. God, you are so good. I was just yelling. I was like, you are anointed, because the enemy was coming, you know. I said, you are anointed. God is with you. I was just giving so much praise in the house, just elated about God's goodness, just elated about his wonder-working power within our lives. And so I also, you know, look at, you know, then we started to look at apartments for her really quick. Then we started to look at apartments for her. We just started. And I happened to have a girlfriend that lives in the area where my daughter goes to school. And so I was like, I said, do you know if anybody having any place to rent or whatever? And she said, you know what? Let me see. Because I think somebody that lives close down the street is renting a place. So she went, she said when she comes back, her husband will talk to the guy. So the husband spoke to the guy. And when they came back, they sent me the information. And in sending me the information, I call and I make contact. And then there was just something that connected me and this woman. They're from India. And something connected us together. And I just knew this was the place. The price was right. She gave me, you know me, I love a deal. And I could tell when there's a deal, okay? And I got a wonderful deal from this. This woman, and I was giving God thanks and praise in advance. Before I even got the place, I knew this was going to be the place for my daughter. And so I told her, I said, we need to meet with you. You know, she was like, oh, we need to get all of the pay stub and all of that stuff and rate, all of that, blah, 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 blah. And we met with the woman, and let me tell you, I stepped out in favor. I bought my checkbook. I was writing a check. I was like, we're claiming this in the name of Jesus. So the woman called me back, you know, and she said, oh, you can come, you know, come and pick up the keys because this is going to be the place that they're going to be in, which is way cheaper. It is right beside, you know, it's not too far from the school. My girlfriend lives right beside them, so she will be able to be all up in their business, okay? I just thank God, you know, for working that out. When she told me that she lived right down the street from them, let me tell you, you know our island people. We keep saying, you know, we're around the street, it's right up the street, and we know that it's far. So I didn't know that it was exactly beside the house that my daughter was going to be staying in. So I just thank God for his grace. I thank him for his mercies and his loving kindness. I have so much more, but I'm going to keep some back in my toolbox so that you can share your praise report about what God has done for you. Don't give up, beloved. God is trying us. He's putting us through the fire because he wants to make sure that all of our mistrust, all of our doubts, all of our transgression, all of the things that can hinder us from fully surrender to him and bringing glory to his name are taken out, are huge out from us. So continue to pray for us as I pray for you. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that wonderful praise report. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. For his mercies endure it forever. You know, he loves us so much. And I do know the joy that you have, both Kaja, for getting that apartment and also for working out the tuition for her for this year. God is so good. Brothers and sisters, we can prove him, and you just want us to be obedient to him. So thank you, my dear beloved, for sharing. Yeah, I'm open. 423-635, your line is open. Can you tell your name, where you're calling from?
Amen. Good evening, Sister Carl. This is Sister Carla from Tennessee. I'm just praising the Lord, all the great praise report and testimonies, and we know that God is good, and he's worthy to be praised all the time.
Amen.
Just coming, getting home, driving home from work, but I'm just thanking the Lord, you know, for his mercy and his love, his long-suffering towards each and every one of us. I wanted to read something, but I'm driving. But I just thank the Lord for last Sabbath, the first day of the week, Sunday, as I told you guys, you know, I was going to go on a country living prayer line. Well, a country living Zoom, you know, I shared my testimony, and everyone, I believe Sister Katie was on there, and she came on, and it was, everyone was so blessed. They said, wow, it was a powerful testimony, and I'm just praising the Lord, because, you know, you write things down to say and just to remember, and I just, the Holy Spirit just led me. I didn't even look at my notepad. I was just going by the leading of the Holy Spirit and, you know, read some of country living. And God is so good, and he wants to give his people a warning, and he'll use any willing and able and consecrated vessel to give his people a warning, a loud cry to come out of the city. And it was so powerful, and they, you know, they said they want me to come back on and continue to share because of the limitation of time. So I don't know when I'll go back on again, but I just thank the Lord for every opportunity I get to share his love and tell of his goodness and proclaim the good news and proclaim his soon coming. There's no time to waste, brothers and sisters. And yes, you know, I was not working last week, Thursday and Friday, and now I have more work than ever, and Monday. And I took those time off to go and visit some brethren, and it was such a blessing. And I can't explain it. Country living is so nice, so peaceful, fresh air, peace of mind. I was all by myself on Monday because the sister had to go teach a class in Texas, and I got up, and the Holy Spirit was just moving, and I was, like, preaching to myself, but I know the angels was there, and I was singing, and I was reading, and I was just having a good time in the Lord. So when you spend time like that in the Lord, you don't have to get up and rush and just take your time and just read. And the Holy Spirit, you know, let you elaborate more on the words and the meaning and just talk as you're talking to an audience. You know, he's preparing you for something great. So I don't know what it is, but I just thank the Lord. And not this weekend, but next weekend I'm going to a camp meeting, and I'm so happy because not all camp meeting you get to camp outside, and this one you do. And I was just cheesing up and down because it's such a blessing that I'm going to go camping and go be with brethren. And this is why we have to have a holy convocation, where we go out and meet believers and learn new skills and study the word and to show ourselves approved. So thank you, brethren. May the Lord truly, truly bless each and every one of you and your endeavor as you press forward to the mark of the high calling. Amen. Thank you, Sister Powell.
Amen, 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 amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Carla, for calling and sharing and enjoying country living. And you know what? Country living is great. All I can see, country living is great. This is the experience I'm having even now in Kingston, Jamaica, you know, about country living. Really good. So, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, we are nearing to our prayer. We just asking our brother and sister to be brief that we will be able to start the sermon message prior to our prayer. And then with the next voice you will hear will be the speaker. 272-770, your line is open. Can you take your name and where you're calling from?
Yes, amen. Thank you for opening my line, Sister Powell. This is Tymiko Preston calling from Pennsylvania. And I just want to give the Lord all praise and honor and glory because he's so worthy to be praised. And I just want to read a small little verse here from the Word. I will exalt the Lord at all times. His praise will always be on my lips. My soul will boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his great name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. This poor man called, and the Lord heard him. He saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him, and he delivers them. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him lack nothing. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their trouble. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. So I praise the Lord. Praise be to the Lord who has not rejected my prayer or withheld his love from me. So I just wanted to share that with all my beautiful, beloved brothers and sisters. And I do have a song, but I'm not sure if we have time. So I just ask for prayer requests. I would like to lift up all my beloved brothers and sisters on this prayer line this evening. And I'm so grateful to hear the good news from Sister Carla and Sister Stephanie. I rejoice with you, my sisters. I'm so happy and so happy to hear your voice, Sister Powell. And we continue to pray for you in Jamaica and your ministry. So we love you, and I thank you so much. And I ask for prayer as well for my children and for my grandchildren and all my precious brothers and sisters on this line. I lift you all up in prayer. So thank you so much. Love you, and God bless you always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear beloved Sister Tamika, for coming on and also sharing your scripture passage and also, you know, giving thanks and praise for what he has done, and a prayer. I'm sure we will be praying for your family. Brothers and sisters, I just want to thank everyone who joined us. And I do know we have some visitors on this line. And if you would like to share, my dear, I would give you a teacher minute that you can share. You are on the line. We want to let you know you are no stranger. We welcome you on the Advent Light, and we do hope that all these testimonies and praise and in songs and, you know, country living and the praise report of how God is good, that you will one day come to share, you know, the goodness of God, because we do know that he is so good. Well, I will share my little good praise to you now, and then we will go into a word of prayer, and then after we will, the next voice you will hear is the speaker, Sister Stephanie. My dear beloved brothers and sisters, God is so good. I remember a few years ago, I would just pass it around, 20 years ago, you know, in my community, my little community,
there was only one little get-together for the children, you know, giving back to the community, to the children. And during these years, you know, that one person have been doing this for the children. No one step in. But you know what? I do pray and ask the Lord, you know, to bless those who God have been blessing in the community, where parents and friends and everyone supporting them, and, you know, for them to give back a little to the children in the community. And I can tell you, my dear, as my daughter was giving praises what God have done, I can hear praises for what God have been doing. Oh, these children have been showered this year with a little back to school supplies for them. And you know what? I'm telling you, the children have been really going to and fro, and they have been blessed by what is happening. So you know what? God is always there, and God can move mountain, and God can touch heart. So when we see people out there and we do not, you know, tell them about the Lord, we shun from telling them about the Lord, they are watching our lifestyle. They are looking on us. Because I do know I was an a God people. I don't lift myself up. Was a God was an example. Jesus was an example to them, that they look and they saw what Jesus have done for the whole world, you know, by sending his son. So they too have to take a part. So right now, my dear, the children, them is very happy, you know, but all they're saying, oh, Auntie, oh, Sister Powell, oh, Grandma Powell, you know, we are just waiting on your one because we think that, you know, we get more out of it. So I give God thanks and praise. So we will be putting on the treat for the children next Sunday coming, and I'm asking my brothers and sisters to pray for us so that God, that it will represent Christ and that God will be praised and that the children will, you know, turn out. We find out that in the morning, we, you know, as it come on noon, we have rain. So I'm praying that God will give us a fair day. So continue to pray for us. Thank you again for all the support. A lot of support we got from Advent Light, you know, prayer with prayers and monetary support, you know, and I just want to let everyone know on Advent Light that Alex Nation, with the building of the home for the Williams family, right now we pause a little because of the roofing up to dry before they could continue. But God have been blessing, and thank you. And also again, my Advent Light prayer brothers and sisters who support Alex by helping with that little home. It is going on, and we are very proud of the project, and we know that God is in it. So thank God for that. Let's pray. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. What a wonderful Savior to us. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for prayer. We want to thank you that we have a loving Father that we can come to bring our petition to. We want to thank you for our brothers and our sisters who join on this line and giving you the praise that are due to you. We want to thank you, Lord, for traveling mercies towards our brothers and our sisters and our family members. You took us out and you brought us back home safely. We want to thank you for the sweet, sweet fellowship with us, Lord Jesus, and the angel that is guiding and watching over us and teaching us, Lord, and leading us into righteousness. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, dear Lord, for this privilege of prayer. And as we come boldly to the throne, we are asking you to search us if there is anything within us to enter this prayer, to remove it so that the whole sweet Holy Spirit will move in our heart and that we will be changed, transformed into a new person, Lord, that the old things that we used to do will pass and all things will become new. So we present ourselves to you. Heavenly Father, we lift up to you this evening the prayer request of our dear brother Eli, as he is asking for prayer for himself, his mom, that they need prayer, Lord. You know everything about their need, and dear Father, you promise us that you will supply our needs. So we place them that you said we must cast all our cares upon you because you cares for us. So you can do all things. And as he's lifting up Brother Samuel, Lord, he is on the line, Father, doing Bible study. We are asking you for your Holy Spirit to fall afresh upon him while he study your words. Allow him to see your words clearly so that he can read it and understand it, Lord Jesus, and also commune with you so that you can give him that direction to follow you. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you. And as Brother Eli lifting up the old prayer by line, Lord, brothers and sisters, you know our want, Lord. You have been so good. You have been so great for us, to us, and we just want to thank you. We thank you for the request of our dear sister Leola, for what you have been doing, Sister Stephanie, the praise, Lord, for herself and her daughter, Sister Carlo, for Lord traveling during this week and also looking forward to travel to the camp meeting, Lord, coming up. Lord, we ask you for your protection, your love, and also for her to be sharing her testimony of country living. A lot of us want to share the message, Lord, and to share the love of the love that you have extended upon us. So help us that we will see the need, Lord Jesus, to extend, Lord, these blessings to others out there. So, Father, you are so good. You are so great. We also lift up to you this today, Sister Tamiko, as she prays and asks for prayer for her mother and family, Dorothy, our brothers, our sisters, Lord, our sons, Lord, and her daughter, and also her grandchildren, her community grandchildren, her church children, and also Advent Light. You know every name. I don't have to call them, Lord, out because you know them. We have been presenting them to you at the throne, and we know their names are in that book of life. So, Lord, we just ask you to allow your spirit to move on their hearts so that they will feel your presence, Lord, that whatsoever within that should not be, that it will be removed from them in a new life that they gain. So tonight we just want to come and say thank you. We thank you for the full house, Sister Brenda, Brother John. We thank you for all what you have done, and especially our little children. Continue to pour out your blessings, Lord. Myself with this group, Lord, we ask you to pour your blessings upon it, Lord, and allow the, I cannot ask for the store basket to be full because, Lord, you have been pouring out a blessings upon this basket so that this basket has been full, Lord, daily, minutely, and hourly, both with your words, not for fish and bread, but for your words, Lord. So we just want to thank you, Lord. Continue to bless us tonight while we tarry a little longer to listen to your words of truth. Use the speaker, bless the speaker, shower down your Holy Spirit upon the speaker, that the words that she will present will be with a word coming straight from the throne room, new bread from heaven, which we all are willing and ready, dear Father. Our stomach, Lord, is very weak. We need the words of truth, Lord, because you said you love to love when you heard that your brothers tackled in the truth. So thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering our prayer and help us to be faithful. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, the next voice you will hear is the voice from Sister Stephanie. I leave out a person individual. Excuse me a little, Sister Stephanie. I leave out my dear beloved number. I know the number call here. And I leave it out, Sister Consinelli. And I'm asking my brothers and sisters to continue to lift up Sister Consinelli. You know, she are going through her crucibles with the death of her fellow one. And, you know, she have some back-to-back situation. And we ask you to lift her up in prayer. I did not lift her up this evening in prayer. I'm asking you to lift her up. Heavenly Father, pause a little longer on behalf of our dear beloved sister Consinelli and the family member who had lost their loved one, Lord Jesus, not the one, two, three, back to back, but we are asking you for strength. We ask you for courage. We are asking you to keep them, Lord, that they will keep their eyes fixed upon you. Whatsoever their need is, Lord, we ask you to fulfill it. And they have been trusting you years by years. So they know that you are there for them. Bless, Lord, if they are going to travel, we ask you to give them traveling mercies and allow everything to work out and to bring honor to you. Thank you for hearing and thank you for answering in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, my dear beloved. And the next voice you will hear is the speaker, 240-988. Your line is open.
Howdy do, beloved. It's just a pleasure to be here, Sister Powell. Kind of forgot. I am still traveling. So what we're going to do is we are going to be doing this collectively. I hope Brother O'Neill is on the line. When I heard him giving all of those current events, I'm like, I hope he will be able to save some to come back, you know, on the line. I am still traveling, and so
okay.
I'm not able. But what I do want to share, Sister Powell, I know sometimes you take the opportunity to give, you know, to give praises, and so I just want to take a little bit more time because I had just a little bit of privilege, and then I'll kind of turn it back over to you. I just wanted to share with you all how wonderful, and this is health, right? Because this is how Thursday New Start, the eight doctors that make house call, and we are to be encouraged, right? And we are to give God praises, right? Even within the storm, right? And so what better time than to do that? As I said before, I don't know if I shared this one. I know Sister Leola heard about this one, but I don't know if I shared it on the line. I am going through, I know that at times I experience brain fog, right? So sometimes your brain is kind of clouded and you can't remember something, right? It doesn't happen like on a consistent basis, but it happens. And so I went into Staples on Monday. Staples is my best friend, right? I go and copy stuff, and I'm able to copy a lot, send it to the printer and copy a lot and just get things done, you know. And so I went there. I think it was Monday. I went into Staples with my pocketbook, right? I have like a little clutch. And so I went into the Staples with my pocketbook and did not come out with it and did not realize that I didn't come out with the pocketbook. It had my driver's license in it. It had my card in it. And I don't know what else it had in it because I told you I forgot. And so, and this is because, you know, I mean, the brain fog comes because, you know, of allergies, environmental toxins, and different things like that. So anyway, I didn't recognize and realize that I left my pocketbook in the store in Staples. And the Staples that I go to, it's busy, right? So you have people, a lot of people come in and they'll use the self-serve, the coffee, and to do all of the stuff, whatever. And so I could not remember where the purse was. I thought it was in my house. And I kept saying, you know, where is the purse? You know, I was like, Kajidi, did you see my purse? Yada, yada, yada. I'm asking everybody. And I could not put my hands on the purse or to figure out where the purse was. So anyway, today I got up real early. I don't know what they do here. I got up really early as I wanted to go and, you know, are we doing this? Is this what we're doing? Okay. I got up really early, and the Spirit said to me, go back over to Staples. Remember, this has been since about Monday, and I didn't know where it was. I kept looking in my house. I was like, okay, I know I had it. I couldn't remember where I had it last, but I just kind of knew I had it in my house. And I got up early this morning, and the Spirit said, you need to get up and go over to Staples. I got up early in the morning, and I said, because my son was like, mommy, where are you going? I said, I'm going over to Staples. I'm going to check to see if my pocketbook is over there. So my son said, mommy, all this time you didn't know where to find? I said, no, I didn't. I don't even know if it's over Staples, but I'm going to go. So I got up, and I went over Staples, and a young girl was in there. I said, you know what? I said to her, anybody turn in a pocketbook? And she looked at me, and she said, what does it look like? I said, it is black with some fringe on it. It's kind of like a little clutch. She said, oh, yeah. She said, go up to the front desk and ask for it. I went in there. I was like the only one in there with the two workers. And I said to the guy, you know, if somebody turned in a pocketbook, so, you know, I said, black with fringe. And, you know, I said, I mean, I just had brain fog. I couldn't remember what it was, but the Holy Spirit told me to come in here and ask. He said, you know what? Yeah. So he went, you know, I guess they went in the safe and they, you know, looked at, you know, went and looked at it and stuff, and he gave it to me. And I opened it. I'm going to be honest with you, beloved. My driver's license was in there. One of my cards was in there. I tried the card. It says decline. So I'm thinking that somebody probably tried to use it and they shut it down. I couldn't remember what else was in there. I don't remember if the other spirit key was in there in terms of the car key. I just couldn't remember. And so I called, and I was sharing with Sister Leola, and Sister Leola was like, look at God, right? Because God shielded the pocket because they could have taken the card. They could have taken the driver's license. I've had persons who have left their wallet inside of the store, and they did not get it back at all. They had to go to motor vehicle and do all of that stuff, wait. So I just thank God that he takes care of his children, and my guardian angel was guarding that pocketbook. I'm telling you, early in the morning, the Spirit spoke to me and said, go over to Staples. And I walked over to Staples, and my pocketbook was over there. So I just thank God for his wonder working. I'm telling you, I'm seeing God working in my life. I don't deserve it, but God manifests himself every single day. And I'm just trusting him. I told you when I saw my daughter and I knew it was the enemy, the old me would have just like plop her out. But I said, you know, I stood up and I just prayed. I said, God, you're going to have to work this situation out. Amen. And so I just thank God for that. I ask you to pray, keep me in prayers. And my family, I go to meet some of the professors at my daughter's school tomorrow. One of them in particular, she's just being real, just like a hardening her heart. You know, and I know that the Holy Spirit has been speaking to her. I spoke to the chair above her, and the lady was going around, and she was saying all of this stuff. And she said, well, you need to do this and do that. And I said, ma'am, I've done that. You know, and so I said, but if you're sending me to go back to her, I will certainly do that on your directive. But know that when I went to her first, I did not, you know, she was not receptive. She was, you know, cold. But I'm going to trust that prayers, and I'm going to go back to her again, and she is going to have a heart, as Brother Eli loved to say, a heart of flesh and not of stone. So, first of all, I'm traveling. I'm going to ask you for prayers. I'm going kind of like a couple district out of where I am right now, and so I'm going to ask you to pray for me for safe traveling mercies. And if anyone wants to give a prayer, but I'm telling you, I am just so full. Right, and there's a portion in Ministry of Healing. Sister Carla, I know you say you're driving, but if there's someone that can find that portion that talks about praises, right, the privilege of prayer and praises, if you all could find that, that would be a most fitting portion for us to embark on. I know last week we read this discipline in trials, but I think if we, and it might be in discipline in trials, I'm just about, but if somebody could find that and let's just embark on praises during this time and giving God thanks and the privilege of prayer. The Bible says, and even, you know, says, you know, and I think Sister Ellen White talked about this too. God has 1,000 ways to bless us of which we know not. We don't know of them all. And so I thank God for blessing his children. And I know that as he has done it for me, he will certainly do it for you as well. Just keep holding on. Keep anchored. Keep steadfast, knowing that God is in control of your life. Amen?
Amen. 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 Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for sharing. And sure, we will be praying for you. And as you are driving, we know the safest way is for you to keep your eyes on the road, so we don't want you to really do any eating without, you know, be obedient to the law, right? As we have been studying about the commandment and what God wants us to do. So we are going to open the line for our dear brother O'Neill, my dear beloved. Is there anyone else have any praise report, right? And as my dear sister said, the privilege of prayer, you know, if you want to read a little portion of it for me, my, you know, with my eyes. Now, my book is fine, small, and you know what? My eyes is not functioning the way it should. So I'm asking if anyone would like to share, you know, and to read a portion of the privilege of prayer. It's also in Step to Christ. Right, you can. But I'm going to open the line, but Brother O'Neill will be able to. 646-986, your line.
Say again? Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, dear.
Praise the Lord, give it honors to God. My name is Eva, and I live in Brooklyn, New York. I would just like to thank God for all that he's been doing for me. But I was on this line maybe about 2 weeks ago, and things wasn't right. You know, I was feeling away. I cried, you know, and I was lost. But in the last 2 weeks, thank you, Jesus, there has been a big turnaround in my life. Thank you, Lord. And things are getting much better. I'm still in the shelter, as I said before, but today I was able to see someone that's helping me to move out, so I'll be out of here soon. So I thank the Lord for that. I wasn't able to walk when I was talking 2 weeks ago, but I went to the doctor on Monday. Excuse me, because I'm so overwhelmed. I went to the doctor on Monday, and the medication that I used to take that was taken from me that helped me through my pain, and it helped me where I was able to, you know, do a little walking, do a little movement, being by myself. So Monday, I went to a new doctor, and he gave me back everything that I needed. And I took the pills. I gave them like 1-2 hours to kick in. And once they did, I said, let me see if I could stand up. And hallelujah, thank you. In the name of Jesus, I was able to stand up. So now I'm able to dress myself again by myself, get up and down from my bed by myself without any help. So slowly each day I try something different. And God is so good that he's been helping. He's been moving things out of my way. And he's been making a way out of no way. And I am so grateful to him. And I thank everybody on the prayer line that has prayed for me and that is praying for me. And I pray for each and every one of you. And I'm just asking, I'm not asking for prayer for myself. I'm asking for wisdom. Because I know that once I get the wisdom that I need and that's growing, it's going to grow and grow and grow. And I do according to his will and his way, everything is going to come to me. So my prayer is for my children, for my children to want to walk in his way, to walk as he walks and talk as he talks and to do as he do. Because they've been dealing with a lot from us being in the system, and they need God to step in. And they don't want to ask him, so I'm asking for them. And that's my prayer. And thank each and every one of you again. Oh, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And amen. Thank you for listening.
Amen, amen, amen. Sister, amen. Praise the Lord. Is Sister Eva, you said? I didn't catch the name good. Hello? Yes, we just want to thank Sister Eva. I think that is what she says, that Sister Eva is giving thanks and praise for what God has done for her. Despite she is in the shelter, my dear beloved, God have allowed her, dear Lord, to get a little help so that she is looking forward to leave the shelter. She also is stated that she was actually could not walk, could not stand up. And, you know, God have allowed her by helping her that she is standing up by herself and also getting dressed by herself. What a mighty, mighty, mighty God we serve. There is nothing too hard that our Heavenly Father cannot do for us. And our dear sister is giving praise and bringing glory to God, giving him all the praise and glory for what he has done. So I just want to tell you, Sister Eva, sure, we will be continuing praying for you and that you and your children, and that you will be well soon, that you will be able to do your regular duty. God is so good. God is great. He's worthy to be praised. So, my dear beloved, I'm asking you all to continue to lift up Sister Eva. And as we heard that our dear sister is traveling, so she could not do the presentation, but she's asking if anyone would like to present a little part about the privilege of prayer. You know, my eyes, I will just, you know, you could just share, you know that prayer moves the mountain. You know that prayer is actually reaching to the Lord, and he is always, all the time, he is just waiting for us to give him all. So as we give him all in prayer tonight, we are asking, are expecting, rather, the Holy Spirit to move upon our heart so that we will feel his presence and we will also ready and willing to go and share the word to others. All right? So, my dear beloved, if you want to really read about the privilege of prayer, you can so pray, take yourself off. And then you can, you know, we just have a few minutes where we will be closing. So if you want to share, you can take yourself off star 6 and then press 1 and then we will open your line. I think Brother O'Neill was there, but he seems like he dropped. All right. Can you then open this line? The sister wanted us to see. Sister Tamika. 272-770. Sister Tamika, your line is open if you want to seeing how you want to about the
Amen, Sister Powell. This time, Eco from Pennsylvania. I'm so grateful that Sister Eva joined the line. Praise the Lord. I'm so happy that she did come on. It's such a blessing to hear her. And I do have a song to sing. Song 100 is taken from Lamentations 3, verse 22 and 23. Great is thy faithfulness. I love this song. It's such a beautiful song. So I will sing this song. Amen.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summer and winter and springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars, and their crosses above, join with all nature's manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Pardon for sin and peace that endureth, Zion, dear presence to cheer and to guide, strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings are mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand has provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I had a verse in the Bible I'd like to share, if that's okay, Sister Powell.
Okay.
Amen. It's not long. It's Psalms 100. Oh, I see it. Psalms 100, verses 1 to 5. And it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. And verse 5 says, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 Thank you, my dear sister, for singing that song, Great is Thy Faithfulness, and also a reading of Psalms 100, Make a Joyful Noise. God is so good. He's so great. You know, and as we fellowship with him, we are proving him, so we have to, right, to share and to let others know how faithful he is. He is a mighty God. Listen to our dear sister testimony a while ago. She couldn't walk. She couldn't stand, and God have allowed her to stand. She's in a shelter, but she's giving God praise, and God has worked out so much things for her. Listen to Sister Stephanie praise with the tuition with her daughter at school. And you know what? God had make a way, you know, and he had to work it out for her. Sister Carla is praising God, telling, you know, how country living is a life that each one of us supposed to be, you know, living in the nature. It's living where we can get fresh air, and, you know, it's joy to listen to all these wonderful praises, Lord. Sister Tamika praising God, you know, for the goodness and what he has done. Brother Eli is also sharing and praising God and praying for brothers and praying for sister. Myself is praising God, especially those little precious children that God have given unto me. This is something, my dear beloved, you know, when you look at them, you know, this little one was here with me today, and her grandfather sent her, and the grandfather came yesterday, and she wasn't here, and he went up, and you know what? Hear what she said yesterday when she came. Oh, I have to come to you, Sister Powell. I had to come, and I am not going to tell you that I'm going to leave. And she was here for a good while with me, read her book, do coloring, and, you know, was giving God thanks, you know. So God is so good. He's using us in a way that sometimes we do not expect, that he's the Lord leading us, you know. So let us continue to lift up each other in prayers. We coming to come to a close for tonight. We are asking you please to remember tomorrow is Sabbath, and to invite someone. Where if you're going to church to fellowship, try to invite someone. We have been inviting brothers and sisters, and we saw that they're coming, you know, one by one, and I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful, you know, to saw what I saw, that God is working in the hearts of his children. So we're going to close up. We just have a few minutes, and there are times sometimes this phone just cut off when it's time. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for our brothers and our sisters. Join with these wonderful testimony of praise, Lord, for what you have done. Thanking you for the good God and how faithful you are to us, Lord. We just want to thank you. We want to praise you. And as we petition all these names to you earlier, Lord, you are in the most holy sanctuary. We are asking you, Lord, to hear and let your will be done. We cannot do anything besides present these names to you. You know the art and allow them to seek you. So bless us tonight as we leave this place, and help us that we have a good night's sleep, Lord, each one of us, and that we will wake up tomorrow morning, your Sabbath preparation day, so that we will prepare ourselves to be obedient to you. Love you, Lord, and we ask you to keep us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, good night and have a blessed night, and we will just end out with this song, my favorite song.